the machlokes habayv rabbi by examining whether the machreim hanisal lemikalah habayv hanisal. Just to review again, this is one of the six cases. It's a historical machlokes. One of the six cases where we pass like habayv against rabbi. Habayv says lemachreim hanisal. Rabbi says the reason for rabbi's shita, which is not accepted, the reason for rabbi's shita is mikalah habayv hanisal. So there are two explanations. So the first test that the Gemara gives is on the level of their eyes, so that Rabbi disagrees with Abai, Minatura, Mikir Adir. And the second version, Ikad the Army, Rabbi really agrees, Rabbi Naka Abai, Svirale, Minatura, it's the same Shita. And Rabbi holds it only made the Takwana, the Rabbanim, Shem Seda, the Lukuchim. The Gemara says, Lamainach Gemina, between the first Lashon and the second Lashon, this whole Gemara is irrelevant. These are Nachgeminas between Rabbi, whose opinion is not accepted anyway. The Gemara says, Lamainach Gemina, so the Gemara says, the Paslina Begazlanuso. If the second two Eidim passel the first aid, or Eidim begazlan usa, then the holidays it's not a chiddush. Because when they're testifying on the first aid or Eidim, that they're gazlanim, so the first aid are mabali dvarim on themselves. So of course they're not nemanim on themselves. So that's pshita, that's not called treitre. So if the reason for Rava's shita is like the first hezba, because Eidzarim chiddushu en lachbam shas chiddushu v'yelach, the Paslinim Gazanusa for sure is not a Chiddush. But if you hold like the second explanation that the Minatoira, he agrees with Habayi, but they made a Takkan, the Rabbanim Mishum say that the Lekuch is because the people don't know. So you're going to ruin the whole business industry. You're going to ruin all the business in the world. If people are going to agree to sign contracts, then you're going to find out later on that the Eidim were no good. So you're going to throw out that Shtar to make everybody crazy. So that reason, that rationale of Seder de Lekuchas applies equally to Paslinim Gazanus as it applies to the case of Eidzayim. Okay. So that's where the Gemara has an afkamina. So what's the fundamental machlokes by the Rabbah? So we explained the Pashtus really is not like the Tur. The Tur claims that according to Abaye, the Eidzayim and the Machreim, when if so, you have to add on that it's not a Chiddush. If Abaye would have agreed with Rabbah's premise that Eidzayim is a Chiddush, he too would subscribe to that klal. What in the world does that klal mean? So the Torah seems to learn as if that we have another klal. And if you have a chiddush and a bana chiddush, he can't extend the chiddush further. So the Torah sounds like he understands the elach boy elah mishas chiddush v'elach is based on that principle. Elach boy elah chiddushoy. So if Abai would agree that Eidzemim is a chiddush, he would have to agree with Rabbi's svar. So then we saw the Sivis disagrees with the Torah, and the Sivis thinks that Afilu Aliba the Abaye Eidzemim is also a chiddush, because basically Abaye also agrees that it's straight trade. You can't say that it's not a chiddush that the second Eidim are made on the Gufim Shal Eidim Arishanim, because they made that they will be makamacha. That's irrelevant. What do you mean whether the Eidim were here, the Eidim were there? It's irrelevant. It's only relevant too whether you have Eidus on the Halvor, whether you have Eidus on the Geneva, whether you have Eidus on the Ritzicha or not. So it boils down to a trade basically. So the Nesivus understands that Bein Labai, Bein Larov, it is a Chiddush. Because it really should have been trade. And the Machlok Zabai Barov is what's the Chiddush. So the Nesivus doesn't explain it fully, so we explained it a little more. So we said the Machlok Zabai Barov is what's the nature of the Chiddush. Abai holds that the Chiddush is that the second cut has Nemanis. So we have a second cut has namanis, even though it should have been a trade. So if the second cut has namanis against the first cut, then it's a birur. So whenever you have a birur, so it's a gloyim also lamafreya, that the first cut Eidim gave Eidu Sheker from the very beginning. So that's lamafreya on Yusol. And also, if it's the second cut has namanis, so if the first cut gave a hagodah Eidus both on Gneve and on Tvicha, Turk they dibur of each other. But who's mu al ha Tvicha? So you should the second cut has namanis that the first cut gave Eidus Sheker. So you cross out that Eidus that they gave on the Tvicha. It's Nizbarer, it's a Gloy Muslim Afreya that was Eidus Sheker. We believe the second cut, we don't believe the first cut. So it's Nizbarer that the Hagodah Eidus the first cut gave on the Tvicha was Eidus Sheker. So if they had testified on Geneva and Tvicha, Turk, they dibur of each other, if they testified three different stories about three different people, one story about Reuven, one story about Shimon, one story about Levi, all Turk, they dibur of each other, and we're mevarer that one of the three stories is Sheker, Bahar Baraglo. So we're mevarer that a Sheker, absolute Sheker. So no one's going to say, Eidus Shabbat, and it's also about Lukula. It's not one Eidus, they're totally different, they're unrelated to each other. Just because you say Tekel Edibur to each other doesn't make it blend into the connected, doesn't make it into one good one big Edis. But over here we're talking about Edis and Greve and Tficha, and that was an issue before that should be a Dover Velechotzi Dover. So he seems to think, a Dover Pasha like that, he seems to think more that there is a connection between the Greve and the Tficha. So if they say Tekel Edibur of each other, so then there should have been a Klal of Edis about the Mitzvah about the Kuv. The only shail is, was the Edis and the Tficha that the first Katedim testified to, and they were who's manat, is that really Nizbatil? Is that Batla? Or do you say, no, it just can't function with it? So that's totally the Machlokes Abaye v'Rav. So Abaye holds that the Torah gives them the nature of the Chiddush. They both agree that it's Zamev is Chiddush. They argue, what's the nature of the Chiddush? So Abaye says that the nature of the Chiddush is that we give Namanas to the second Kat. Giving Namanas to the second Kat means that the first Kat gave Eidus Sheker on the Tvich. Eidus Sheker, you cross it out. So it's a Gloy Milson and Afreya that was Batl. The Haggadah said this on the Tvicha is Nez Batl. So then I say, Eidus Shabatl Mitzos, the Batl Kula. But according to Rav, even after the Chiddush HaKro, that there is an institution of Hazom, it doesn't mean that we give Namanas to the second Kat. It's just that in Hanhoge, we are Nohag in accordance with the second Kat. So whenever you have number one, so whenever you have Dine Hanhog, it's only Noig Mikar Lahabo, so that's why Rabbi says, Eid Zaymin Mikar Lahabo Nifsot, Eilach Boil Mishas Chidush of Yelach. That Loshen, Eilach Boil Mishas Chidush of Yelach, is totally unrelated to the other Kalab that the Gemara has. Whenever you have a Chidush, Eilach Boil Chidush. That's a different thing, Eilach Boil Chidush, you can't extend the Chidush. When you have Midrash HaTorah and Rashi, when you have a din in the Chumash, one of the Midrash HaTorah and Rashi is Mamatzina. So you say that din that's written that pasuk can apply to all cases that are similar. That's a Shittamam. There was not only a din in the Mishkan and the Kroshim of the Mishkan, it applies to the Dalad Minim of the Esrig as well. It would apply to theoretically other mitzvahs as well. If there would be other mitzvahs, we need some natural light. We don't have other mitzvahs. How can you have schach sideways? It should have to be keder for your lesson. So they work on akasha because it's akasha. It's a good akasha. Whenever you need a natural item that grows from the ground, so you should require keder for your lesson. So eilach b'eilach chidusha means if something is a chidush in the sense that I know that it's a yotzei min haklal, then it doesn't fit into the pattern. So how can you take this din and extend it further to say that all the dinim in the Torah fit into one pattern? I know that this is a chidush. Eilach b'eilach chidusha, that's a different klal. That's a different word. That's another way of saying Dine Hanhoge Raknoge Mikana Lahabo. And Rabbi holds that it's a Chiddush means Abai also holds that a Chiddush. Rabbi holds the nature of the Chiddush is that the second cut doesn't have Namonis over the first cut. We have no again in accordance with the second cut. So since Rabbi holds that it's a Din Hanhoge, so Dine Hanhoge are only Noig Mikana Lahabo. Then number two, Rabbi holds it's only a din hanhoge. We were never really mevara that the first kat edim gave edus sheker on the hazama. We just can't function based on the haggadah that they said on hazama because the second kat is mazim them. So it's really like a tray of tray. But whenever you have a tray of tray, you can't say that the edus is in this battle. This edus is not in this battle. That edus is not. We're makabel that edus and it remains on the book. We're makabel this edus and remains on the book. We just put a footnote over there, don't act upon this edus or that edus, because it's contradictory with the other edus. It's a big question mark. But a question mark does make it that it's batel mitzosa. A question mark does mean that it's nizbatel. Nothing was nizbatel. So that's why the Gemara says, l'chapan afkemine. The first kat edim said, terkede diva gona v'tobach. And then the second kat is mazim them on the tobach. Will you call it edus batel mitzosa batel kula to say that we can't make the Gana pay care of a kefil because we have to throw out the Haggadah saying the son of Geneva as well. So the Gemara says that depends. The whole sugya, Hemshech HaSugya says, that depends on the Machlokes Abaye v'Rav. According to Rav, the Haggadah saying the son of the Tovach was never in his battle, so there's no battle with himself about the book, except that you don't act upon it because you have a tray over here. We act against it because that's the Chiddush Din of Hazam, you act against, but it's never really in his battle. And if Masheni can find Tabai, you know the Torah says we give Namonis to the second card, so the Haggadah say this on the Tovach is Nizbatil. Then we would say Eidus Shabatul Mitzos Batul Kula. If they said the two Haggadahs start the Dibur, we would have to throw out the Haggadah that they said on the Geneva as well. So here Tosis raises a question. The premise of the Gemara is that whenever you have Trey or Trey, our Gemara is talking about Hazomen, so it's Machlekes Abaye v'Rav. What's the nature of the Chiddush? You have two Nafkaminas Ledina. Whether the Eidim Zevim in the Kat Rishon Apostle the Mafreya, or whether you can apply batel mitzvah about kula. So the premise is that batel mitzvah about kula only applies if the Haggadah Seder that they gave on the mitzvah is nizbatel because it's a glory Muslim afreya. They were ganovim, they were craven when they gave the Haggadah Seder. It's nizbara that a sheker, it's hukhash, nizbara that a sheker. What if it's just trey? So the premise is if it's only trey, it's not batla mitzvah. That's not called batla. The edus was niskabla, and you don't know how to deal with it because we'll makabla other edim said fakir. So you can't function based on it. So tesis has a gemara tema, the first tesis, and I'm based on the base. Diba maschal rov amar. So they quote the gemara in cheskas habatim. Two people are fighting about a field. One fellow says, it's mine, I gotta be Rishit, my father, my grandfather, great grandfather was always in the family. And there's none of the old timers from the neighborhood are around. If the old timers would be here, they would tell us that his great great grandfather, either his or his, someone's great grandfather used to live there. There's nobody around, only younger generation. So this one says, he says, it belongs to me, I gotta be Rishit, my great great grandfather. And number two, and even if that weren't true, even if it is true, he claims, I gotta be Rishit. And he says, and anyway, I was living there for 3 years. So even if you can prove that it's yours, but I would have won and it didn't turn against you, I would have been able to prove that I had the achilas peris for shalashon. Okay. You have to have a chazoka sheishi matayna. So normally a chazoka sheishi matayna means I claim that I bought it from you and I was living and eating peris on it for 3 years. It's also a chazoka sheishi matayna. It says I was living there for 3 years. And it belonged to my great-grandfather, and all of your rayas are all sheker. The other guy proves, the only time you have a need for a cheskes habatim is if the toiveya, here, I'm living on the karka for the last couple of years. And another man comes along and he says, hey, what are you doing living on my karka? The karka belongs to me. So I say, go fly kite. Who says the karka belongs to us? So he has to, in order to initiate a claim, he has to prove that he was the marakama. How does he prove he's the marakama? He has to prove that the karka once belonged to him. So he brings witnesses to testify the karka belonged to him. Then, it's not enough that I should claim I was living there for 3 years. Chazoka sheni matani doesn't mean anything. After a chazoka sheishi matani. So usually the chazoka sheishi matani is, I claim that the karka belongs to me, you sold it to me, or you gave it to me by my daughter. Here it's a funny claim. He says the karka is mine because your whole story is above my head. It never belonged to you. Your Adam are all telling a lie. It belonged to my great-grandfather, the Dere Doris. Okay, it's also Chazok Sheishi Matai. So Zeimer said the two Reuben and Shimon who are fighting with each other about the karka. Zeimer Shalav Aisa Vachatir Shnei Chazok. Zeimer Shalav Aisa. They both say the same thing. Achatir Shnei Chazok. They have exactly the same claim. Hay Aisa Sarad Avasi. He Achol Shnei Chazok. Hay Aisa Sarad Achol Shnei Chazok. They both have the exact same claim. So one of them brings two witnesses who testify to both halves of what he says. He testifies he was living there for the last 3 years. For the years Topshin, Samach Vav, Samach Hei, and Samach Dalet. The last 3 years he was living in the Karka. And the Avase. And not only he was living there for the last 3 years, if I'm from the older generation, I remember that his father, his grandfather, his great-grandfather, they always lived here. Everybody, he was the Gabbai in the Shul, whatever. He said, they always lived on this Karka. Never belonged to anybody else. Always belonged to this family. Come another pair of Edim, a high Isis Sahada, the other, Reuben and Shimon. Shimon brings Edim, but he can't testify. He says the same 3 years that the other two Edim are testifying. Tavshin Samar Dal, Samachay Samavav, they're testifying that he was eating Paris, Shekev Echazov, Shimon was eating Paris. Who did it belong to before Tavshin Samar Dal? I have no idea. That he doesn't know. So what's a din in such a case? So it's a machleike Samarav Nachman, Uki Achilta Bahadi Achilta. So it's trey on the Achilas Peris. Who had Achilas Peris during the 3 years of Tavshin Samach Dal Hei and Vav? So Rav Nachman says that's a trey. So trey can't function. But Ukiyara Becheskes Avasei. But the Haggadah said is that the one pair of Edim say the Avasei he that his father, his grandfather, his great grandfather, they always lived in the same house for doyreis. So that there's no trey. So he wins the Sodeh. The one whose witnesses testified on the Avasei is going to win the Sada. Omalei Rabbah, so Rabbah disagrees, and he sounds like he says, Eidish about the Mitzos, about the Kula. He says, since they gave the Haggadah Seder, that's what Tosis understood. Since the Yehidim gave the Haggadah Seder's Techta Dibra of each other, they said two different things. They said, number one, Acholosh Nechazoka, the Topshin, Samach Dalar Heyevav, Shimon was eating the Peiros. And number two, they said also, not only Shimon was eating the Peiros, his father, his grandfather, his great-grandfather, they always lived in the same building, Ladari Daris, all the way back. I was, before my bar mitzvah, I remember all that. They always lived there. So Rava says, it's Eidus Shabbatla Mitzah Sabbatla Kula, but Eidus Mokasha Si. So therefore you can't accept, so they ate and kill each other out, and you're left with nothing. No one has any Eidus at all. Period. That's the Gemara. So Tosfos says, the Kasha, given the premise that's given in Agamah, that no one disputes it, they're going to have tray, you don't call it Batla Mikzasa. It's not called Batla. Nothing was in this battle. This Haggadah Seder remains on the book. This Haggadah remains on the books. The only thing is that we can't, so we put in brackets, we put a question mark at the end of the Haggadah Seder. We put a note, don't function based on this Haggadah Seder. You write over here, don't function based on this Haggadah Seder, because they contradict each other. The tray contradict each other. You don't know what to do. But nothing was in this bar that anything, we weren't in the bar that anybody gave. So obviously there's someone telling a lie, but we don't know who's telling a lie. So you can't pinpoint which Haggadah Seder is Mukhashas. So nothing is Batla. So the Gemara said over here, Achidish, that Rava holds, Eitzaymim is Achidish, what does it mean it's Achidish? Even after the Chidish HaTar, it still remains tray. And you don't even say Batla Mitzosa by Hazame, but by Akrasha, then by the Rava, you don't say Batla Mitzosa, Batla Kula. If two Eidim contradict each other, and one of the two Eidim said two parts to the Haggadah. Not only they both said the same thing, Acholosh Nechazoket, for Tavshin Samach Dalet Hey involved, and one of the pairs of Adam also said about Avhase. One of them said about Avhase, the other one didn't say. The Tesis Rektakashiv, who ate this, yeah. Vahashto, Tesis, yes, on the second line. Amai Havi Mukrashas, why does Rabbi say you throw out the Adis and Gansen, even on the Avhase? Harabi is Lehoch Mikana Lahabunivsal. Rabbi says, even by Hazomi, he say Mikana Lahabunivsal. Because it's a chiddush, means it's only a din hanogah, so it still remains tray. But if you have a real tray, even Abai will agree. Then in the case of tray, it's not the batla mitzasa. These are the main of the day. Achida diskachas, diskachash, avos lo diskachash, lo diskachash, mida avashnayim minimos, yishgan avtavach, vazoma atvicho, vuhuz matvicho, de lerov adam, mekan lahab anuf, salgav terf ledi, bukidi badam, kivna hishayta, de kor mitzmu, de pasle, tich mitzmu, that's what it says in Agamara. That's what it says in Agamar. Kine muchach lekamot beferish. The Rava holds that Hazama, even after the Chiddush Akra, is still called Hakrasha. And Hakrasha, that's given Bein Labai Bein LeRava. That's the premise of the whole sugya. Bein Labai Bein LeRava. You're not going to call it Batla. The Haggadah Seder is not Batla. So the Rava's shita there doesn't make any sense. Isn't Rav Nachman right?
Okay, that's only according to if we would say like the tour. So then, Megabe Abaye, you could still say that Rabbi holds like the other sheep in the Gemara Mavasa, no? Once we're assuming that everyone agrees over here that it's
say
a
like
Chiddush,
the tour that was?
That Abaye is arguing that it's not a Chiddush. So maybe Megabe Achasha Abaye really agrees to.
Well, does that make anything better or worse? I mean,
why are we assuming that
it's a stirrup than rubber?
I know. Why are we assuming? But the way Rebbe's saying it over is that it would be a kasha even on.
Our Gemara seems to say the whole machlekes Abai v'Rava is after you have the parsha of Hazama, the chiddush of Hazama. So Rava says it's still tray, and Abai says no. After you have the parsha, the nature of the chiddush akra is that we give the manas to the second katz. It's worse than tray. But it seems that both would agree, Bein Labai, Bein LeRava, both would agree, if you have a case where it's mamash tray, then it would, you wouldn't call either of the Haggadah Seder that's mukhash by each other. B'teilah. It's not an Eidus B'teilah, just that you don't function based on it, because it's contradicted by the other tray. Tray, you don't know what to do. So how can Rava say over there, Eidus Shabbatla Mitzasa Batla Kula, Eidus Mukhashasi. What does that line mean? Amalei Rabbi, Rabbi disagrees with Rav Nachman. Rabbi tells Rav Nachman, I disagree. Eidus Mukhashasi. So Taisus understood in the Kasha, in the Habamina Taisus understood, Eidus Mukhashas means that it's Batla Mitzasa Batla Kula. That they said Turkede Dibur, Avhosa, and Acholosh Nechazoka. So that's Taisus Kasha. The whole machlag Zabai Barab is only if you would have Hazam, but if you'd have Akrasha, everyone would agree that that's not called the Taylor. So everyone should agree over there with Rav Nachman. Nothing was butla, nothing was potato, just can't function based on it. That's their kasha. So first they suggest a high time in the Mefarish Mishum Chidush, or a high time in the Mefarish Mishum Chidush, Nicha. What's Nicha? I know what that means. Why time the first Mishum Chidush Nicha? What do they add on the side? The Dafke Gabi Hazam, I mean, Mikanal Habo, the Chidush, for Lo Gabi Hakosha. I know what that means. Chidush means that even after the Chidush Hakro, it still remains Hakosha. So Hakosha, you don't say Batal Mitzos, Batal Kulos. It's exactly the same. Exactly the same as Agamar. I don't know what that line means at all. I don't know what Tosis means. They didn't even knock on the door. I don't know what that means. So what is Tosis' answer? Yeshlana, Tosis finally answers a different shot. When the Gemara, how do you read Rava's statement there in Bava Basra? Omale Rava responds to Rav Nachman, Vaidis Mukhashasi. So Tosis and the Kasha learned that Pshat and Rava is that it's Eidish about the Mitzos about the Kula. Since one Kateidim said Hagoda on two different things, they said Hakoda on Avosei and on Acholosh Nechazoka. And on what they said, Acholosh Nechazoka, they're who Krishu. Because the other Kateidim says, the other one ate the Sholosh Nechazoka, the exact same 3 years. They contradict each other. So that's Eidish about the Mitzos about the Kula, since we can't accept what the Eidim said on Acholosh Nechazoka, because it's Territory. We can't accept what they said on the Avosei either. Because they said everything Tekla Dibur. So he says, no, it has nothing to do with Tekla Dibur. It's not based on Eidish about the Mitzos about Lakula at all. That's what they answered. No. When you have Trey or Trey, you can't function, but you can't use either Haggadah Seder that either pair of Eidim said. So Tosis says, that's what Robert disagrees with Rav Nachman there. Rav Nachman says, when you have Trey or Trey, you can't function based on what they said, that they contradicted each other. So they only contradicted each other. So they're only mukhoshim on the achila. And Rava says, no. The one kateidim said a haggadah on two different stories. They said on avos and they said on achila. They said this soda belongs to Shimon for two reasons. First of all, his father, his grandfather, his great-grandfather, all the way back that I can remember, the family always lived here. No question about it. Number two, even if it weren't true, but it is true, even if it weren't true that the father, the grandfather, the great-grandfather, they all lived here, but still he ate Sholosh Nechazoka. So the Edom are giving two reasons why the soda belongs to him. So two reasons why the soda belongs to him is called Mamish Mon Hagodah Seiris. They say, these Edom say Hagodah Seiris, the soda belongs to him. And they say Hagodah Seiris, the soda belongs to him. They say one reason, and they say two reasons. They say it's two reasons why it belongs to Reuven. Why? First of all, Avosa. Secondly, Achila. Sholosh Nechazoka. They give one reason, Achila. On the Achila, they contradict each other. So Rav Nachman says, on the Avosa, that story, there's no contradiction. So you don't say Eidu Shabbat L'mitzosa whenever there's Trey Trey. So the half of the Haggadah Seder that the two Eidim said on the Avosa should be accepted. And then Rabbi says, what are you talking about? It's the exact same how I'm going to say this. It's not batla mitzasa batla kula. Batla mitzasa batla kula only applies if they said to Kedei Dibur, and the part that's rejected is crossed out on the books. You have to cross it out. Over here, nothing is crossed out. But Rabbi says over there, it's the exact same how I'm going to say this. Just two reasons why the soda belongs to Reuven. So that's what Tosis says. The Lamaida Machalakos Menel say this latest Acher is Nicha. Rabbi wouldn't say later Sacheris that he would be possible. It doesn't mean to say whenever you have Trey, Trey said Epsulim. No, he says it's the same I gotta say this. The cave Nahusakam Shakam Alosa Karka, Sulam Hamni Allah. Avalok has two different Hagoda Sayyidis, and here it's a Hagoda and Geneva and a Hagoda and Tficha. So they gave the Hagoda Turkade Di Bravichar to say Turkade Di Bakadibidab makes it into one big Hagoda Sayyidis. So if part of it would have been this Batel, if the Haggadah and the Tzvicha Mechirah would have been this battle, I would say it is about the Mitzvah about the Kula. But it wasn't even this battle according to Abai. It wasn't this battle because the Chiddush HaTorah is that we believe the second Katz or the first Katz were in this bar that they were lying. They gave Eidu Sheker. But according to Rav, it's trade, nothing was in his bottle. But over there in that Gemara, is mamish the same Haggadah said that they just said two reasons why the soda belongs there. So that's not bottle mitzvah, bottle kula. These two Adam say the soda belongs to Reuben. They two Adam say the soda belongs to Shimon. So you throw out the, you don't throw anything out. That Haggadah said this remains on the books. This remains on the books. But you can't function based on anything that they said. That's exactly what the country did. That's the trade. Whether the soda belongs to Reuben and soda belongs to Shimon. Rav Nachman has a chiddush. Rav Nachman says, no, you only say trey can't function based on what they said on the exact same point where they contradict each other. Dainu on the achila. The achila is peres atavshin samach dalet. Hey, evav, they contradict each other. But on the other half of what the kateidim said, namely, avhasa, so that's the lois kachish, that nothing was ever in his bottle. Yeah. So the answer that Tosis gives is very understandable. Yeah. Not like the Havamina, Tosis thought that the reason for Rav Shita there in Bava Rasa, Daf Lamed Aleph, where it is Mukhashasi, means that it's Batla Mitzosa Batla Kula. And the Maskana Tosis is not based on Batla Mitzosa Batla Kula. It can't be. Bein La Bai Bein the Rav, there is no Batla Mitzosa over there. Because it's only trade. The only time there's a Machlekes Abai Rav, where it's called Batla Mitzosa, is by Hazama. So Abai holds that by Hazama, the second card has Nemanis. Second has no money, so the first cut is 80 sheker on the hazon. 80 sheker on the tzvicha mechir. I don't know what Tosis wrote in the beginning, something about the reason of chidush or the reason of pseida de lekuchas, that I don't understand. What Tosis says, pseida de lekuchas lav davke, any of the knockup pseida de lekuchas davke, melokim vikanak oredish en linya lekuchas. So that's accepted, that all of Rishonim hold like that. That it's not only pseida de lekuchas, it's for all nafkaminas. If you say Mikaral Haba is only with the Rabbanon, so it's not only with the Rabbanon in an instance, but it's going to be Pseid Lekuchas. It'll always be only Mikaral Haba. Yeah, that part of what Tosis said is clear, that everybody should agree to. But the other part, I poshut don't know what they mean. Okay.
Why can't we just assume that, according to what Rebbe has an anocha, that a Bein Labai, Bein Lerava, Trey, it can't be mevatel all the Eidus. We wouldn't say Eidus Shalom. Why can't, in that first answer, why can't Tosis be saying, no, the Chiddush is, really, by a regular tray, you do throw out the Eidus. Chiddush is by Azama that Rav is coming to say that, no, it's only Mikana Lahava on this song. Even though that a regular Achosha, we would say that you would do throw it out.
So Hazama is less than tray.
That's what the Gemara means by Chiddush.
Hazama is less than tray. How can it be? It's at least tray. Abai holds that it's way more than trey. Rav says it's slightly more than trey. They can't say that it's less than trey. That's impossible. That's what Tosis says.
Trey.
Yeah.
Rav is washing, saying it's trey.
Yeah, you can't say it's less than trey. Yeah. That's impossible. Yeah. I don't know what Tosis means. I don't know. What does Tosis have baita? Eilach b'am shas kedusha v'yelach. Yeah. So Tosis frekta kasha. Tosis seems to be assuming eilach b'am shas kedusha v'yelach. I don't know if they're assuming like we thought in the tour. The Ein Lach Bo Ela Chidusho. Is that identical with Ein Lach Bo Ela Chidusho? I don't know. But there is a principle, Ein Lach Bo Ela Chidusho. So Tosis asks, Ein Lach Hakshes Minoli De Mehemnin and Hamazimin De Mehemni Hamazim Lefoislon. How do you know that you... Don't machlek Zabai Brabus, but the Ezayim Mekar Lahab and Nifsal Mafrei and Nifsal. How come nobody says that he doesn't become possible at all? I should say Elach Boy Elach Hidushoy, not Elach Bala Mishas Kedusha the Elach. No, Elach Bala Hidushoy. So the Torah only says that we give the punishment of Kasha Zomam to the first Katedim. There is no Pasuk that says that the first Katedim apostolated. So maybe the first Katedim was Kosholatis. That's their Kasha. Elach Hakshis Minole, according to Rav, that it's a Chidush Minole, the Mehemni Hamzimim, the Faisla Neymar, let's say, the Elach Boy Lerabuye Elach Hidushoy, Elach. Ein lach boi ela chidusha, not ein lach boi mishas kedusha v'yem. Ein lach boi ela chidusha v'asis noy kasha zomam, avul ein nefsalim at all. Maybe I should say asvara that the Edom HaRishonim should be kasha lein. So Tosis said that's out of the question. The Vadai is the Teretz. Yesh Leimar is the Teretz. The Vadai kev in the Mishalman Mamun v'nei rogim. If the Torah says you give a punishment of kasha zomam, so included in that din v'asis noy kasha zomam is kol shkein din nefsalim. It doesn't make sense that it should only be believed lachatzon. Yeah, but the shaila is, but if you all like Rav, that it's only a din hanhoge. So maybe the din hanhaga that you punish the eidim, maybe the din hanhaga is that you were never really mevara that the first eidim told a lie. You're noig as if they told a lie. So mikan al habo. So they have to be possum mikan al habo.
If you don't act like that, then it's mechusar in your hanhaga.
Okay. You can't have a hanhaga lachatzon. Lehem nina rachmana lachatzon. The loshen v'lehem nina rachmana. According to Abaye, that the second cut had namana, so there's no shara. They have namana, so it was nizbar. The first cut told a lie. Iglesias Moshe Mafreya, they told the lie from the day that they gave the eight of shekels of Kosla Mafreya. But they're asking within Rava. The kasha is a good kasha. Within Rava, that Rava holds that that Hazdome, even after the Chiddush Akra, remains a trey. So it's only a trey. Who says that puzzle at all? So the answer is no, that's part of the Din Hanhoga. We are no Hag as if the first cut told the lie. So if you know, so the maximum you can say is that it's only all Din Hanhoga are only Mikana Labba. But you can't have, they should have worded it differently. The Lekka Lameima, that the Kosher Leidus, no. I'll call upon him, the Hanhoga is at least Mikana Labba, that we assume, we treat them as if they told a lie. Okay.
You kill them, it's pretty drastic.
Yep.
So obviously, you're starting to get upset.
Yes, if you kill them, so we're knowing that they told a lie. So included in that, din hanhog is that they have to be postulated. But it's only mikal habo. Okay. But the kasha is it's an interesting kasha. And then they say, you have to give it a third. Okay. Then they pose a kasha. The Gemara has in Baba Basra, daf lamed aleph on the days, the previous Gemara was lamed aleph on the aleph. That tastes the quote of Machlek Zerav Nachman and Rove. But the two kidiyeh, the mam kishm zezeh, and so on. So now it says on that daf on the days, Avul Kosher, there's a machlekes Rav Chizde and Rav Huna, where the shnei kitiyeh the mamachishah zu. Two eidim say that Reuben harga Shimon, two eidim say that Shimon died a natural death. Nobody killed him. So obviously one of the two pairs of eidim is outright telling a lie. So should we say that you can't accept either of the two eidim to give a Haggadah status? Or should we say no, that each pair of Adam has a Cheskas Kashrus, and we can accept each pair of Adam. If you have one from this group and one from that group, so for sure one of them gave Adam Sheker. So that the Gemara says, for sure you cannot be Mitzar of Adam. One from this kind, one from the other kind. Either they told the lie, or they told the lie. But the Machlek is Rav Huna or Nachman is, Shnei Kitim Amakishim Zozu. Do you say Zubaba Fniats Mamida Zubaba Fniats Mamina? Each cut is kosher by itself. Why? Each one has a cheskas kashrus. But he say, no, how can I have a cheskas kashrus? It's a tray. So a tray, there's no cheskas kashrus. So Bahari Sada Shakri Lomala. It's a suffix, and you can't accept testimony from either cut. So that's a machlekes. So Tesis is bothered with a kasha. The Rabbi says, in that case in the Gemara, where you have tray, machlekes Rav Nach, machlekes between Rav Chizda, who is it? Rav Chizda and Rav Huna, I think. Chizda and Rav Huna, yeah. But the Zubab of Neatz Mimida, the Zubab of Neatz Mimida, you say Bahad Isak Rishak Lomali, yeah. So our Gemara is assuming that Rav Pashut, that only by Hazomen, the first cut becomes postulated. By Hakosha, the Gemara is assuming that neither cut becomes postulated. If you're going to say by Hakosha, the Eidim are going to be postulated, when are they going to become postulated? Mikan al Habo. It doesn't make sense to say Mikan al Habo. It means Lemafreya. So how can Rava say over here, Eid Zaymim is a Chiddush, is only postul Mikan al Habo? If the din would have been that Shnei Kit Eidim Amachishim Zuazu, you can't accept testimony from either of them. So over here by Yetz Emin, why is this considered a Chiddush? That you can't accept the testimony from the first Kat Adarab. But the fact that the second Kat is Nemonim, that's the Chiddush. The fact that the first Kat is not Nemonim, that's what the din normally would be. So from the fact that Agamar assumes that the Psul Eidus of the Kat HaRishayna is a Chiddush, and therefore, Enlech Bamishas Chidusha Li'elech, the whole discussion of our sugya is based on the assumption זה שני קידי את ממחישו זו זו, זו בא בפני עצמא מידה וזו בא בפני עצמא מידה. So that's what they're saying. אבל קושה, דל רב חיסדה, דיום הדד, אצלו איזה מחלויקס אין חסקס הבטן. חיסדה זו בפני שני קידי את ממחישו זו זו, בהריסה רשק בי, לא מלוי, you cannot accept neither, in another case will come up next month. You cannot accept, not only can you not accept Eidech and Nikadzu, Eidech and Nikadzu. Because for sure you know that one of them is a apostle of Eid. Cannot even accept this cat in another case or that cat in another case. In Cain, Frektosis, in Chiddush Mashan Masolet. So the fact that the cat to Rishonu becomes possible by a Hazama story, that's not a Chiddush. Other Rav Masham is even Shem have a Chiddush for Rav Chizda. Shoin, okay.
So, huh?
No, they're asking, the Gemara says that it's based on the assumption that it's a Chiddush. But by Trey Utrey, Rav Chizda's position is not a Chiddush. If he's going to say, he doesn't have any pasuk in Chumash to say how to treat Trey Trey. Hazama, there's a pasuk in the Torah. So Rava claims that that part, the nature of that pasuk Chiddush, because you really should have been a Trey Trey. In the case of Trey Trey, in other words, what? If it would have been Trey Trey, would have, both Kitim would have been kosher. Now that it's Hazama, so it's a Chiddush that the first cat becomes pasul. So that can only be Mikana Lahabo.
Why did you learn that the Chiddush is that you believe the second cat? That this case, like Pesach, that's what place is that? The Kiddush is that you believe the second pair. I'm in Psul. And the Psul is like every tray, but you believe the second.